This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We will get inflation under control. We just have to stick with it.
It's just a little dirty. It's still good.
And looking forward, the economic outlook getting worse. 77% say it's getting worse.
It's just a little slimy. It's still good.
We just have a brand new update from the gas pump. Prices there hitting another record this morning.
It's just a little airborne. It's still good.
It's good.
I know.
Larger economic picture where Americans are really not happy at this point.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
We're now requiring social media networks to monitor and report hateful conduct on their platforms.
Social media companies are behaving in a way that we would never allow, to deliberately spread lies, channel them through Russia, or deliberately spread healthcare lies. Why can't we pass basic regulations?
Look at all the red tape.
This is Nazi-style Stalinist crap.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We're just talking about the legislation, the override, actually, that's pending in the Massachusetts legislature later in the week, both branches. They have to override, they're trying to override the veto by Governor Charlie Parker, of the illegal alien driver's license bill, giving illegal aliens driver's licenses, even though Americans have to provide all kinds of identification and hoops to get their driver's licenses or their learner's permits, as we just heard. Illegal aliens can just waltz right in there. Everything free in America. Here's another one from 978. Son is a vet, moved back from working in California, had new federal ID from California. They wouldn't accept his military ID, even though he already had a mass driver's license before. That's the way it is. But illegal aliens going to be able to get whatever they want, as always. 844-500-4242. So go to massfiscal.org, massfiscal.org, and you can take you about 30 seconds to find out the name of your state rep and your state senator, and you can just hit a button and send them off an email telling them that how you feel about them voting for giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens. James Scott is a retired Saugus police officer, and he set up the Imposters program, which has stopped probably thousands of illegal aliens from getting driver's license, led to their arrests. They stopped the payment of millions, if not tens of millions of dollars in welfare payments to these third world grifters who drift into the country and start stealing from Americans. And he's here with us now to tell us what exactly this means if illegal aliens are allowed to get driver's licenses in Massachusetts. Thanks a lot for being with us, Jimmy Scott, on the Howie Carr Show. We appreciate it.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for having me on. So what do you want to talk about, one standard or two?
Well, we know what the standards are for America. Are there going to be any standards here? I mean, you know, Baker for once kind of laid down the law here in this veto message, didn't he?
You know, I do have to applaud Governor Baker for coming out and saying what he said. And I'm going to tell you what's behind it is he is listening to the colonel of the state police, and he's listening to the troopers at the R&B fraud unit. I know those guys personally. They've all come to the class. And way back in 2011, when I first started studying identity theft and license fraud, I realized that we had a major problem here in Massachusetts and across the country. We've been getting beat by people using real stolen identities and assuming the victim's identity and stealing right. benefits and trafficking heroin. So early on, I attempted to educate the governor, and I thought I was on the way, and then things went sideways. And I didn't realize that what I had discovered embarrassed a lot of people because of the stolen benefits, like you said, in the millions and millions of dollars. So I'm here to say there's been a complete turnaround at the registry R&B fraud unit. It's no longer a seniority bid position. And the new guys there for the past 4 or 5 years have been doing a fantastic job.
Well, now, according to this, Officer Scott, they're not even going to have to use those fraudulent documents, those forged Puerto Rican birth certificates anymore. They just waltz in, right?
Well, actually, there's going to be three standards. You're going to have the one standard of real ID, and then you're going to have the standard of a regular driver's license, and both of those are currently subjected to a number of vetting to include facial recognition and vetting the documents and stuff like that.
Right.
But the third standard that is currently pending, licenses for illegal aliens, the governor has come right out and said, we have no way of vetting those documents from other countries.
So if this woman, if this kid, the 16-year-old that we were talking about, who couldn't get her code to take her learner's permit test to get on the road because she didn't have a birth certificate, a real copy of the birth certificate, all she could go back in, still in her Catholic school uniform, and say she was an illegal alien, and they'd probably give her the code, wouldn't they?
Well, let me throw this at you. What about someone from another state who is not in our facial recognition database? Someone that's suspended third offense OUI from another state, and they come to Massachusetts and they obtain, or they just make up an identity and get the documents. How are they going to know that person really isn't who he said he is? Are they going to subject that license photo of that person from another state who's revoked for OUI? Are they going to subject that? There's a program called State to State. It's really a card game where you flip over the deck of cards, and there's not supposed to be two jack of hearts or two ace of spades in the deck. You know, it's a bad poker
deck. Right.
And what that signifies on facial rec is, wait a minute, Jimmy Scott here in Massachusetts has a driver's license in Mass, but yet he's revoked in New Hampshire, let's say.
It's just convenient. You know, sometimes, even if you didn't lose your license already, it's just convenient to have two driver's licenses. I used to have a driver's license in Massachusetts and in North Carolina for a number of years. It just seemed like in case I got in a jam, you know, I never did, but it was convenient to have, you know, a kind of a throwdown driver's license. And I'm sure there are going to be a lot more of those going around now, right?
Well, believe it or not, the 9/11 Commission, back in the day when they studied what happened with 9/11, they came up with a program called State to State. And you know how it's almost 20 years? And really, it basically is, it's a card game. All the registries share their deck of cards with them. Like Massachusetts, I think, has 3.1 million licenses. So there's 3.1 million licensed photographs. And facial rec is so good. In the class that I teach, we actually call it the third thumbprint because it's that accurate. The technology is that good. And all the states, but only half of them currently, there's only roughly 25 decks of cards around the country that are being shared with each other.
But this wrecks it, right? This is like taking the card. This is like 52 pickup, right?
So
you just throw the cards on the ground, right?
Are the licenses for illegals going to be subject to a facial recognition? Not just in Massachusetts, to see if that person has already had a license under a previous identity. But also, has that person been licensed in another state?
Has this question been addressed by anybody? Were there any public hearings on this? Did anyone in the debate? No, nothing.
So, I really think that the governor should call for an emergency meeting, and that in that meeting there should be the colonel of state police and his registry guys, and make that meeting law enforcement sensitive, because there's stuff that they don't like to talk about, but the threat is real, and you're creating a system where the identities and the documents cannot be vetted.
Ugh.
And no, you know, the news cycle is so crazy, but look at the gentleman that recently got caught, I believe, in Ohio, and his intent was to kill President Bush, and he was here illegally in the country, and he was trying to bring maybe three or four more people in. Are we going to give those kind of people a driver's license so they can drive around?
Well, how many of the 9/11 hijackers had driver's licenses? Most of them, right?
Well, I believe it was close to 16. Again, Jessica Vaughn from Center Immigration Studies, she'd be your expert.
What happened in Vermont? I mean, doesn't Vermont have a giant problem because of this?
Yes, they do. There was a gentleman that actually turned out to be living in Saugus, of all places, my private apartment. And he was selling identities and providing an address, a legitimate document address from Vermont, saying, "Oh no, this is where I live." The fraud's all over the place, Howard. And initially, I got into it because of the heroin epidemic, and then realized that, you know, the identity theft and the stolen benefits. It's you know, Channel 5 again. It'd be a great link to put up. A couple months ago, they reported that around 100 identified imposters using stolen identities here in Massachusetts in a three-year period, were responsible for $3.1 million in stolen state and federal benefits.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg, just the very tip of the iceberg.
That is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. And, you know, in the Boston Police Department has reported in the past, the BRIC unit, that that the vast majority of the heroin fentanyl traffic is controlled by illegal alien Dominicans. So this is going to enable them to get, driver's licenses, which makes it a lot easier. As we all know, if you've ever driven without a driver's license, it's always a cloud over your head. If you have a driver's license, it's a lot easier to move around, whether you're just taking your kids to school or moving fentanyl from city to city.
Now, I don't know what these licenses are going to look like. I've heard in the past that, you know, some people, they want them to look exactly like a regular license. Well, how is an officer going to tell the difference? Do they not want the officer to know the difference?
That's a good question. Officer Scott, where can people go do you have a website that people can see what you're up to?
Yeah, I don't put anything on. It's really just for the classes that I teach. But just one other thing I want to add. What if the person applying for this non-citizen license, what if he had a prior driving record? Are they going to research that and merge his prior speeding tickets and stop signs? No. You're going to get a brand new.
One reason they're not going to do that is because everything was continued without a finding because he's an illegal alien, right?
Not guilty, dismissed, continued without a finding. Not guilty, dismissed. But that's the whole court system. That's citizens and non-citizens. That's another problem. And we see that around the country.
Okay.
That's a huge problem.
Jimmy Scott, thanks for being with us. We'll talk with you more as this thing approaches. If they actually stop at this time, knock on wood. I don't know what they can do. 844-500-4242. We often hear lately that real estate can literally sell itself right now. This thought has been very true for many properties in this frenzied economy. However, as inflation skyrockets and interest rates rise, the demand for properties may quickly lessen. Before that happens, what can you do as a property owner to be sure that you maintain strong competition and interest for your real estate? You can have an auction. For over 45 years and in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment, strong bidding, no contingencies, and tax buyers who aren't waiting for lower interest rates. Auctions don't mean distress. Auctions mean competition. J.J. Manning Auctioneers can show you what strong marketing and a competitive forum will do for your real estate. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Rising inflation and interest rates are coming, so don't wait. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn that microphone on. You ask for me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this. He doesn't pay any heed to climate change doomsday predictions.
Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Tusk, the free speech browser. Tusk is a secure web browser focused on free speech and providing users with the news they want. Designed by conservatives for conservatives, Tusk helps you take back control from big tech. Try it today at TuskBrowser.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will you ever go back to movie theaters?
No, I will. I asked the crystal ball. I asked the magic eight ball, and it said, don't count on it. And I thought, that's what I mean about the magic eight ball. It's always right.
It knows all.
It does.
63% say no, they will not go back to movie theaters.
Rambo, by the way, he asked the magic eight ball, if he would get his decals, and they arrived today, just as the... We'll be doing more with the magic eight ball, but it takes a lot out of the magic eight ball to do these segments. Anyway, but you have a chance to get some money for gas. Before we do Let's Go Brandon, which we're about to begin with your stories of your adventures in Brandon's dystopian America, dysfunctional America, we're going to give away the $50 for gas. The way you get into that contest is you go to HowieCarShow.com and enter your email address. Once you enter your email address, as long as it's on our list, you were entered to win $50 every weekday from me and from Grace on our shows. And it goes every weekday, $50. Doesn't matter if you've been registered for 2 minutes or 2 years. You are, as long as you're on the email list, you're registered to win. So it is now time to announce my $50 winner for gas money. It is Cindy. Cindy, you have won $50 for gas from Howie and Grace. We have, I'm sure, several Cindys on our email list. So if your name is Cindy, look for an email from store@HowieCarShow with instructions. If you get see that email from today, store@HowieCarShow, you are probably the winner, Cindy.
I won. The money is mine. I have the money. The money is mine. I got it.
So if you want to win $50 for gas from Howie and Grace, go to HowieCarShow.com and sign up for a chance to win $50 in gas money. And again, if you want to tell your rep how you feel about giving illegal aliens to driver's licenses, go to massfiscal.org, and they got a website set up, no obligation, very easy to send them an email. Just find out what your state rep's name, and they have everything is automated, ready to go. 844-500-4242. Here is shocking news from Northern Connecticut. Our first Let's Go Brandon of the day. Dr. McGillicuddy's butterscotch is out of stock and no new deliveries expected for at least 4 weeks. Thanks, Brandon.
So you're wrong. There is an alcohol shortage.
There is. And it's affecting Democrat voters like the Democrat state rep from Worcester, LaBeef. Sleepy LaBeef, who was collared, lugged, driving legless after ingesting a bad ice cube, and there were 9 empty Dr. McGillicuddy's. I think he's a grape guy, but grape, butterscotch, it's all the same. 844-500-4242. What you could do in this segment is just tell us what you've noticed is going up in price or what's out of stock. And, if you can't get to a phone or you're driving, you could always text us. You're not supposed to text either while you're driving, but you can text Howie to 63566 to join the text club. And, someone just texted and said there are at Market Basket yesterday, scallops were $27 a pound. $27 a pound for scallops. I got some, or the mailroom manager got some Dover sole that was pretty reasonable, I guess, certainly compared to $27 a pound. Tony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tony.
Oh, thank you, Brandon. my story is I'm 76 years old.
Yeah.
I was born in England during World War II. My father was in the army over there. I served in Vietnam. I got drafted.
Quickly, Tony.
And
I
went to get my license in January, and they said I had to prove I was an American citizen. So I want to know if being illegal, I can get one now, because they only gave me 60 days to get my license.
I think the thing to do is just go in there and say you're an illegal alien. If you're having a problem, if you can't get your birth certificate for whatever reason, or you're having some other kind of problem, just go in and say you're an illegal alien. How the hell are they going to stop you once this thing is overridden, this veto is overridden? It's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Tony, and I'm sorry you're having a problem. Let's go, Brandon. What's your story about paying more, shrinkflation, shortages, et cetera, et cetera? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So it's time for Let's Go, Brandon.
This is Let's Go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
The Brandon administration.
Let's go, Brandon.
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 Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
Let's go, Brandon. I'm wearing a Let's Go, Brandon t-shirt right now. These are the new Let's Go, Brandon t-shirts. They have thicker lettering. They're even better than the old ones, and the old ones were pretty good. They're available at HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store. And so we're asking you, what are you noticing prices going up on and shortages of and just running out of totally? 844-500-4242. You know, I've been going to the basket. Every week or so, and I look for these little boxes of Kleenex, the square boxes of the house brand square boxes.
Because you don't like the stuff with the lotion in it.
And they got no boxes without lotion in them. And why do I want, I like to use it to wipe my glasses with sometimes. I can't have lotion, and I don't like the feel of the lotion. But of course, I'm obviously not the only one, because there's no boxes of them. There's boxes of small ones, and then there's regular boxes of Kleenex, house brand, market basket. But they're the big boxes that are, that they take up a lot of room. I don't want that box. I want the small box, and I just can't get it. And I'd gone to another market that's near my house, and last week, and they had a few of their generic brand square boxes, but guess what? They're twice as much as Market Basket. So I said, well, Market Basket got to have them in sooner or later. Guess what? No, nothing. Still nothing.
Aren't you use your in? Don't you have an in at the Market Basket?
I don't think there is any. I think a lot of this stuff is just gone. You know,
Have them set aside a few.
If it lasts much longer, I'm going to. The mailroom manager says, I'll take a box with the lotion on it. So she took one of those, but I don't have any. We're out. We're running out. Anyway, 207, Howie, I haven't seen manicotti in almost a year. When I talked to my local store manager, he said the label company is short-staffed, so they can't make the box labels and will be out of stock indefinitely. Thanks for the empty pasta shelves. Let's go, Brandon. 774, Wegmans donuts used to be decent-sized and cost $1 each. Now they're smaller and cost $1.20 each. Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, coffee. If you want like a large coffee anywhere, it's going to cost you upwards of $4.
Oh,
unless you go to like Cumberland Farms, it's always $1.06.
Yeah, it was made. It was made last fiscal year.
Okay. It gets the job done. That's what got me through this morning.
207. Corn on the cob is up to $1 per ear. Was $3 for $1. Last year, Chobani yogurt has been $5 for $5 at Market Basket for as long as I can remember. As of last week, they're now $1.09 each. Thank you, Brandon.
That's something we haven't been able to find either. Baby yogurt. We haven't been able to get baby yogurt for quite some time. So Harrison's been eating grown-up yogurt.
Another thing they ran out. Speaking of yogurt, I like the Happy Cow or whatever it is brand yogurt. They didn't have any maple yogurt. I got the vanilla or the peach, whatever, but they just ran out of the stuff I like. Potato salad in Connecticut this week, $8.99 a pound. Thank you, Brandon. That's huge. That's a very high price.
Potato salad's included in the all you can eat at Almagosha. Just saying.
Yeah. Almagosha is a great place to go. The Brazilian Steakhouse on D Street in South Boston. There is less honey on the Honey Nut Cheerios. They look like regular Cheerios now. Let's go, Brandon. That's 978. Went to one of the Market Baskets in Fitchburg yesterday. The spice shelves were pretty thin. I couldn't even find garlic or onion powder. Well, that's, again, that's a reason to go to HelloFresh. They include the powder. Can't get 508, can't get parts for repair equipment at work. No idea when we will be able to. No AC compressor available for my Chrysler minivan. Sure, it's under warranty, but what good is that? Yeah, warranties don't mean too much if they don't have the parts to fix it, right? I bought firewood over the weekend, $416 for a cord. It will be cheaper to burn my furniture this winter. That's 781. Roach Brothers bacon, 16 ounces. $13.49. Yikes. 480. Wellesley Mobile, $4.99. I just drove by. That's the place I was talking about. If it goes up to $5 overnight, I'll take a picture and tweet it out. Top of the world, Ma. Top of the world. I'll bet I'll be taking that picture. 508. In BJ's yesterday, no eggs at all. None. Butter. Used to spike at $8.99 to $9.99 for 4 pounds. Now, $13.99. Those single cans of Progresso soup that I told you about a couple of weeks ago, says 508, they were $3.79 each. Now they're $3.99 each at the same supermarket. And Biden thinks he's going to improve this by going on the road? I don't think so. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. My daughter just paid $5.19 in Farmington, Maine for a gallon of gas.
Good Lord. What did she say?
She actually posted the receipt on Facebook. And just think of all the poor people up here in Maine. 80% is home heating oil.
I know.
A lot of people going to die, freeze to death or starve to death, or they won't be able to have their medication. And they're going to blame it on, like, Putin or COVID.
I don't think so, Mike. Don't you think that, you know, when freezing in the freezing cold in the dark, you get, and not able to go anywhere because there's nothing in your gas tank, don't you think that's going to concentrate their minds wonderfully?
Oh, I think they're going to double down and say he's done a wonderful job.
I don't know. I'm gonna see LePage this week up in Maine. We're gonna be up in Maine, and we're gonna stop by one of his events. And I'm gonna just remind him. I mean, I'm sure he knows. He may even be listening to the show. I mean, we talk about this all the time. I mean, if he can't use this to advantage against Janet over the hill Mills, he's really losing it. I don't think he is either. I think this is gonna be a major component of the campaign in the fall. I mean, home heating oil is big everywhere, but it's bigger in Maine than in most states. Thanks for the call, Mike. Rambo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rambo.
Hey, Howie. Hey, my friend Howie. Hey, lotion. We're all going to need the lotion there, Howie. Stock up. With Brandon around. So an empty propane tank at BJ's that used to be $19.99.
Yeah,
they are empty at $52.99.
Wait, from $19.99 to $52.99?
Over the course of Brandon's term so far.
Good Lord.
The tanks, yeah. And I just got gas there. Thank God it's a wholesale gas because it was $115.37 to fill. It took two slips. The pump shut off at 100. So.
The pumps have already been adjusted. You know, they used to shut off at, I think, 70 or 75, most of them, and now they switched it up to 100. And, you know, again, I said this earlier, I'll repeat it now. On the day that Brandon was selected as president of the United States, gas was $2.10 a gallon on average, $2.10 a gallon. I'm sure there are huge swaths of the country you can get it for under $2 a gallon. Today, the average price is nationwide is $4.86, and in places like Massachusetts, it's $4.96 a gallon, up from $2.10. 844-500-4242. 857, got some Thomas's English muffins. That's what I always get. I don't get generic English muffins. It's one of those things like you want the original. It's better. Open them up and they're so damn tiny. Package of six says 12 ounces. Used to be 16 ounces. Same price. Thanks, Brandon. 508, I don't want to alarm anybody, but the equipment we can't find parts for is the airplane. Shortage of brake parts, low temperature grease, and tires went from $900 apiece to $1,600, and we were happy to pay that just to get them. No red onions at Wegmans in Medford. Couldn't get an engine part for my work truck. They put in a new engine after waiting 6 weeks. 6 weeks. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie.
Yes.
The heating oil going up this fall, this winter, it's not going to be any joke where people's lives are in danger.
I understand.
It's so cold, and their pipes are freezing, the children are in danger. While this clown, in violation of Article 4 of our Constitution, is his responsibility as President of the United States is to stop states from being invaded. And he's allowing terrorists coming across the Middle East, Howie. We're going to lose the city. We're going to lose the stadium. Something's going to happen. This is gravely endangering our citizens.
I know. It's like Officer Scott was just saying, that guy from Iraq, Shahib Ahmed Shibab. And he's an asylee. I don't think he was an illegal alien. I think he was a quote unquote seeking asylum, or he came in on a visa, a tourist visa, and it expired. So maybe he was illegal. But this guy was gonna. He said, "I'm gonna bring in terrorists from any terrorist group you want. I'll bring them right across the Mexican border because the border's wide open, and the FBI bagged them. But God only knows how many people they didn't bag because they were coming in from all angles. And you know, some of them just want to go on welfare. Some of them want to just sell fentanyl. Some of them just want to use their machetes. Others just want to go on welfare for the rest of their lives. But some of them want to commit terrorist acts." And Biden doesn't care. 781, $5.49 for regular gas in Norwell now. Self-serve. 917, in Florida, iceberg lettuce, Publix, $2.99 a head. Even Walmart has gone up. It's to $1.78 a head, up 50 cents in a week. 50 cents in a week. $1.25 Dollar Trees, lots of tissues. I don't have a Dollar Tree near me. I like to get everything at the basket. I guess I'm gonna have to change. 844-500-4242. Box of eggs at Walmart went from $7.24 to $12.19. That can't be a dozen eggs though. It's got to be more than a dozen eggs, doesn't it? 603, just paid $160 to fill up my tank. Phil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, Howie, big fan. Started listening to you first of the year when I was out in Massachusetts. Now I'm back in Indiana. Gas in Indiana now, $5.25 a gallon.
Ooh. You're over the national average, Phil.
I know. It doesn't make any sense, does it?
No, I don't. Why would you guys be over the national average? I mean, I could see Maine, maybe, you know, but or Massachusetts. But
I'm guessing it's our rhino governor and the stupid gas tax that he won't rescind.
Yeah, you know, Indiana and Massachusetts have a lot in common right about now, Phil.
I know. That's sad, though.
It is sad. It's sad for Indiana. Anyway, all right. Thanks, Phil. I appreciate it. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Keep listening. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. We still get asked all the time, does it really work? The answer is yes. The 3-pack is a great value, and the top 3 uses for the air purifier are, number 1, odors. That could be pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. Number 2, the Thunderstorm air purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. And wow, is the pollen crazy right now. There's piles of it almost in the parking lots and on your car. Number 3, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. If you are a value shopper like Officer Mark Paul Rizzo or Dr. Matt the Vet, then this offer is for you. The Eden Pure air purifier doesn't take up any floor space and is small enough to hold in your hand. And there are no air filters to replace, saving you time and money. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
Biden today, you know what he did? He invoked the Defense Production Act for solar panels. Are you kidding me? Talk about total disconnect. People are starting to get their statements from their oil, their home heating oil companies for the winter. My home heating oil monthly budget plan just went from $2.59 to $4.24 in Midcoast, Maine. Thank you, Brandon. Farmer John, my son Alex just paid $9.67 to put a pickup on the road and $154 for his first fill-up. I told him, welcome to Brandon's America. 413, come on, man. The real story is January 6th. Why are you wasting your time on these anecdotes of high prices? Yeah, exactly. I know. It's they think they have a winning issue with January 6th when this BS is going on. 603, one way to Logan and my limo is now $200. Let's see. I wanted to read another one here. Oh, here it is. 413. We just got our much dreaded heating oil budget from the oil company with the accompanying letter blaming the war in Ukraine for the increase. Previous years we paid $260 a month. Now it's going to be $498 a month, a 91% increase. That's from the Iceman. 617. Do these morons think anyone really cares about these 1-6 hearing with these prices? Yeah, I know. I agree. No one does. That's the key. 844-500-4242. Carol, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Carol.
Yes, let's hope the rest of those people that obviously don't listen to Howie Carr come to realize that something really sinister is going on by the Democrats. Not only are food prices, appliance prices, and these gas and oil prices going up, but then they have to pass that bill to give licenses to illegals, which will again just drive up the gas prices. There are only so many gallons in those tanks, and that'll be the next shortage. Everything else is short. But, oh me, maybe they'll just give them electric cars. Most people can't afford those in Massachusetts.
Carol, but the thing is, they're saying they're going to be brownouts or blackouts, so how are you going to fill up your electric car? So,
well, that's,
you know,
what I love about it.
I know.
How are you ever going to get the batteries anyway? The whole thing is a farce. But
I know.
Wake those people up. It's more than about the gas prices and the food prices. They're trying to collapse America.
It certainly seems that way.
So they can set up their own oligarchical rulership.
Yeah.
We can even name all the leaders.
Well,
we know them all by name.
Thanks for the call, Carol. And again, if you want to complain about to your state rep or your state senator prior to the vote on overriding the governor's veto of the illegal alien driver's license bill, go to massfiscal.org, and you can just take you 30 seconds to get the address to send an email to your state legislator, either House member or Senate member, or both, preferably both. 844-500-4242. Nicole, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nicole.
Hey, Howie, how are you doing?
Good.
So so my market basket is the one in Waltham, and of course, you
same
know,
as mine.
Steaks are just outrageous, the prices, and the vegetables are outrageous. So I thought...
I tell you, Nicole, you wouldn't think the prices are outrageous if you go to some of the other ones in our neck of the woods. I'll tell you.
Oh, and... It's all, well, Shaw's Stop and Shop, you know,
Roach.
That whole awful. So what I did was I'm growing my own this year. I'm trying. I'm attempting. You know, remember the victory gardens of the past days.
What vegetables, Nicole, are you going with?
All right, broccoli, green peppers, a lot of lettuce, tomatoes. Yeah. I'm Italian. A lot of tomatoes going, and some cukes. So we're going to see what happens. First year, I'm going to do it myself. Hopefully it's successful, and I'm going to
tomatoes.
Save my money.
Tomatoes are about the easiest thing going, and they're pretty delicious. Wouldn't you agree, Taylor?
I like a good tomato.
Yeah.
Nice beefsteak tomato.
No, I think, but I'm just saying tomatoes really grow easy, and they can be very plentiful, too, on not too many plants. That's my green thumb advice.
Yeah, they don't take much effort.
From Farmer Howie. Farmer Howie likes the stuff that doesn't take much effort. We'll be back tomorrow. Sorry we couldn't get to all the calls here today. Let's go, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.